You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we talk about the Catholic Church and the LGBT community after a Milwaukee priest's decision to come out to his congregation and the world. First, it's time for our weekly review of state news. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss thinks Wisconsin needs a new prison. The John Doe probe is back in the news again. And a Wood County proposal would have meant big changes for the local Amish community there. Rob Mentzer joins us for a look at the top state news stories of the week. He's a statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. Rob, good to have you back.
Hey, thanks. Happy Christmas.
And to you too, yeah.
Thank you.
Now let's start with Robin Voss. He's saying, first of all, before the prison part of this story, he's working on a proposal that if people reoffend while on court supervision, parole, they should go right back to prison. Do we know what prompted that?
Right, so these news items are the result of a year-end reviews or interviews that Voss granted, and you know this thing with sending people back to prisons who offend, it's consistent with this sort of general drift under the Republican legislature, which has been to increase penalties for things like drunken driving or domestic violence or other sorts of crimes. And yes, when you are increasing the penalties for crimes, it naturally raises the question of where do you put these people. And so yes, Voss acknowledged that right now the state prisons are over capacity, and there's going to be a commission to look at it. But what he sees is it's likely that Wisconsin's going to start building prisons.
Yeah, let's give a listen to Robin Voss.
We know that's not free, so we probably need to build a new prison. So we have to generate consensus around how do we take a system that's already at 130% of capacity and make sure that we have additional room to guarantee that people who commit a crime are locked up as they should be.
What's been the reaction from fellow Republican and Democratic lawmakers?
Well, so, you know, we see the same basic pattern. This is the case. There are a lot of county jails that are also over capacity. And it what tends to happen is building new jails or prisons tends to be rather unpopular. People do not like the sound of spending, you know, tens and hundreds of millions of dollars on these facilities. But also unpopular can be the public policy choices that would be required to not have to build the prison. So, you know, I just think it's important to understand that it is true the state's prisons are over capacity, but that is in part the result of public policy choices. I'm not an expert in this, but it's easy to look up the basic data, and what you see is Wisconsin really is in the middle of the pack in terms of U.S. states when it comes to the number of people incarcerated per capita. We were at number 26 in 2013 based on 2013 data, and so you can draw different conclusions from this, but you can also look and see that there are a whole lot of states that incarcerate fewer people per capita that don't have higher crime rates than Wisconsin. So you wonder if this is if there's another way out here.
We've heard just on this show from different lawmakers. We heard from a Republican who said, hey, let's start treating fewer juveniles as adults in the 17-year age range. We had a Democrat saying we need fewer people in prisons. In part, we can do that by making it so that you don't go back to prison for a non-criminal rules violation. We've got this from Robin Voss. Do you anticipate this, Rob, prison and prison reform being a big issue in 2018?
I think it's fair to say it's an issue that has the ability to create unusual coalitions. Conservatives and liberals can agree on some elements of at least the concept of criminal justice reform, but there's also a sort of populist side that is popular to appeal to sort of tough on crime policies. But we will hear more about it. It's a major issue that the state ought to confront.
We'll hear from a Wisconsin judge later in the show today who says we need to end the prison pipeline. Right now we're talking to Rob Mentzer from USA Today Network Wisconsin. Look at some of the top stories of the week in Wisconsin news. And then the Government Accountability Board and the John Doe investigations, they're back in the news with calls for some investigations. What is going on, Rob?
Sure. This is continuing fallout from the Attorney General's investigation into the leak of these John Doe investigations into campaign activities of Governor Scott Walker and some Republican legislators. Basically, what happened is earlier this month, the Attorney General released his report on this investigation. It did not include any criminal charges against anyone, but it did include a number of attacks on the former Government Accountability Board, which has since been dissolved. And so this news this week is, sort of these legislators getting fired up about what was in that report and asking for a broader investigation into that defunct agency.
And there are people who are on the staff at the GAB, the Government Accountability Board, who are now on the successor agencies, the Elections Commission and the Ethics Commission.
Right.
And we're hearing calls from Republican legislative leaders that they should step down or will step them down, in effect, at their confirmations next year.
Right, right. And yeah, and just today, I mean, it was in the newscast at the top of the hour, one of them, Brian Bell, is saying he wants to, please, investigate me. I he's calling for an investigation to clear his own name, which also is a way of, the subtext there is he is not stepping down. So this may not be the last time we discuss this issue either.
And Republicans are saying, okay, we have this investigation went too far. It scooped up too many emails. It didn't protect data of people being investigated very well or at all because a lot of this was leaked. Democrats are saying, hold on, these things investigated Republicans, and now Republicans are punishing the investigators. So this is going to be probably a partisan issue too.
Right. I mean, it's worth taking a step back and looking at what has happened in the years since the John Doe probe, which indeed, I mean, the John Doe probe went on for years. There were multiple parts of the probe, and it sort of was continually expanding its scope. And that's the argument you laid out some of the arguments about the ways that its handling may have been inappropriate. But since it was shut down in 2015 by the Supreme Court, Republicans in Wisconsin have broken up the Government Accountability Board. It does not exist anymore. They have changed laws to limit John Doe investigations into political leaders, so that can't happen in Wisconsin anymore. They launched a criminal investigation into these leaks and now pressing for resignations from the Ethics Committee. So I'll just say to note exactly how far they have gone in their response to these investigations. The answer is very far, with some very big and sweeping changes.
Well, we'll be talking about this for weeks to come. I want to visit Wood County now, a story you've been watching there, Rob. Local officials proposed an ordinance aimed, they said, at making the roads safer, but it would have put some restrictions and regulations on Amish people in the area. What would have changed?
Right. This was voted down Tuesday, but not before a large bit of controversy in central Wisconsin. So the ordinance would have required Amish buggies to have windshields and seat belts and car seats for children, among actually a number of other requirements. Buggy drivers also would have had to have state driver's licenses or pass a test. And so the reality was, at least one expert that we interviewed here said that this would have likely had the effect of driving Amish communities out of where they live in Wood County. And so there was really quite a backlash in response to that, just that the ordinance, which responds to a real thing. There have been a number of traffic deaths in central Wisconsin in cases of Amish buggy crashes. But I think the public's response was that this went too far and was to the point of being unfairly targeting of this minority community. And so it didn't get a vote. It's not going to happen.
Is there a thought that they'll revisit and maybe have a more limited series of changes?
So by the end, at least some of the people who had been advocating for the policies had retreated to the point of saying maybe we should just require some better lights on the back of Amish buggies, which does seem reasonable. I mean, again, there have been 9 traffic deaths since 2009. That's not a trivial number of deaths. So it's not that there's no issue, but maybe something on the scale of like lights might be a little bit more better received. We'll see.
Want to check out one more fun story. We had Jen Barney on the show a while back, a baker from Stoddard, Wisconsin. She since then has won the Food Network Holiday Baking Championship. Here's a listen to her talking about her Wisconsin roots.
I was always true to myself throughout the whole thing. I am a Midwesterner. You could tell who I was with my plates, and I think that really helped me out.
So Wisconsin wins this holiday baking title, Rob.
Yeah, that's great. Congratulations, Jen Barney. I have not watched this holiday baking championship, but I can say it is like my wife's favorite genre of television show. So I feel like maybe yet this holiday season we might get a viewing in.
And does this inspire the making of holiday treats in your household?
Sure. Her biggest, she's on a campaign to try to convince our 6-year-old son that he should become a pastry chef when he grows up. And we'll send him to the pastry chef school and then get to eat all of his delicious desserts. So I can report back in 20 years whether that worked out.
It's a noble calling. Rob, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Rob Metzer, statewide living and storytelling editor for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. We'll take a look at the year in Wisconsin news with him on Tuesday.